everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Best Little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we like to call Horde House for short, where we talk about the world of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next little while with my co-host, the one and only, welcome back, Extifer!
Hello!
How are you doing, Extifer?
I'm doing all right, and you?
Good. Good God, you were missed last week, can I say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm glad that people missed me.
You left me alone with Irene and Parm for like an hour and a half. What was I going to do?
You know, I figured you would gouge something out. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe your penis.
No,
I was told that there was a serious lack of penis jokes last week.
There really was. So you need to do double duty tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking.
Double duty, but I'm not talking about that end. I'm talking about the penis.
All right.
End.
Look, speaking of double duty, we have not one, but two guests tonight. First off, I'll introduce the one you've heard before. Welcome back. Joining us again tonight. Say hello, everybody, to Salacious Pop.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Very similar to what was going on last week, Salacious Pop, you were ready to fill in a moment's notice because we didn't know if our other guest would be here or not until the very last minute, and turns out she's here, but we were like, well, let's just have four people. You know, Salacious Pop cleared his calendar so he could be on the show. Let's just have four people tonight. So welcome back.
You had so many events that were going on, you had to clear your calendar just for us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, right. I'm so busy. Such a jet setter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So let me introduce our other guests tonight. Somebody new to the show has never been here before. And I have to say, probably the person most requested as a guest on the show that isn't like doesn't like work for Blizzard or anything like that. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to your guests tonight. Ferrari is here tonight.
Hey.
How you doing?
I don't know. Fine.
Now, I always mispronounce your name, don't I? It's really Furore.
It's whatever. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's both. I mean,
your name's whatever I want it to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tonight you're going to be Rob's bitch. How does that feel?
I mean, if you pay me enough. I guess anything's possible.
All right. Well, of course, people might know you as the guild leader of Extifer's Guild over on Winterhoof. That's kind of like your WoW thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm answering for you.
Now he's your agent. Well, okay, well, let's rewind. Let's go back way to the beginning, Ferrari. How did you start playing World of Warcraft?
A friend of mine that I worked with kept trying to shove a free trial down my throat. And I finally gave in, and that's the time that I'm playing.
Wow, so it's like a coworker's fault that you're into it.
Yeah.
Did you?
I mean, he since quit playing, so I kind of blame him for all that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How long ago was this? How long have you been playing?
You know, I was talking to Exo about it earlier, and like I can't remember, to be 100% honest with you. It's, I don't know, I want to say 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Okay, that's about as long as I've been doing it, since about Burning Crusade. So, have you always been like raid, or is, you know, that kind of a new thing, or what?
Yeah, actually, no. It's always been that way. It actually used to be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, some of the jokes I've made on the show is that you like your guild to raid 8 nights a week, so that wasn't really far from the truth a while ago, right?
Well, this is my first actual being a guild leader. I kind of liked being the peon, just the person who kind of like showed up, did what they were supposed to do, got nice loot, and left. That was like my thing. And then when we decided to do the 10-man thing, I guess I ended up getting, I don't want to say tricked into it, but yeah, in a way. And it's been that way ever since.
So it sounds like you were kind of happy just being lazy, and now you got thrust into the limelight.
Yeah, actually, I was really happy with being lazy, and I think my throat was a lot better off because I screamed a lot less, too.
Okay, so how did your current guild start up? Because Extifer's kind of told the story before a little bit, but I kind of want to hear your take on it. Where did your guild kind of come from?
Well, I originally started raiding with Exto when I came over to the server to be in a guild that will remain nameless because I hate them so much. And I ended up meeting him there and a few other people, and we kind of just, when that situation dissolved, we kind of like moved as a little unit from place to place. And at the last place we were doing 25s, and they were just, I don't know, they were full of themselves, and yeah, they had their little posse, and they were very unfair to a couple of friends of ours. And so we ended up saying, like, if one more thing goes wrong, 10 mans it is, and we'll concentrate on that, and we'll make our own guild. And, well, some more shit hit the fan, and we went for it.
Yeah.
Are you, like, really happy with the way your guild is? I mean, if you could have anything you wanted, like, what would be the perfect guild for you?
I guess I would have people generally sitting at a certain IQ, I would say, maybe. Yeah. My perfect guild would be one where, like, we walked in and everyone watched the videos and everyone asked the right questions and they did what they were supposed to do, and, you know, that would be ideal, but that's
not right. And you wouldn't have an aneurysm every week.
Oh, my God. Okay. Although I was listening to last week's show and I heard that you lost your shit in raid, and that made me so happy I cannot even tell you.
I took some crap for that story, mind you, because I got some tells after the show was posted. What are you doing talking about that on the show? It's so embarrassing. But, you know, we're here to just kind of laugh and have a good time. You know, remember, the tagline of the show is it's World of Warcraft, but not too seriously. And I think that's kind of, at the end of the day, you don't really want to take this video game that seriously. It's not real life, right? Right? I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay. So, Ferrari, the question that everybody wants me to ask, and the absolute number one thing, which is people are dying to know, is your guild really a bunch of shitbags?
75%.
75% poo, 25% golden. All right.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So golden meaning pee?
All right, look, I gotta also ask Ferrari the question that, which I really think it's pronounced Ferrore, but I've just become so accustomed to Ferrari, that's just kind of what you're stuck with now.
It sounds gayer that way, so go with it.
Okay. So Ferrari, since I ask every guest that's on the show this, I have to ask you, why do you still play World of Warcraft?
I am a glutton for punishment. That is, yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Is that really what it is? You're just submissive, and WoW is your dominator? Because I always thought it was kind of like the other way around.
No, I mean, I have a job and whatever, but I really don't have a social life, so I guess this works. I guess I'm socially retarded, maybe. That's why I still play. I mean, some of it's still fun. I, you know, still enjoy doing some stuff.
When we go in and we get things done, then there's no other feeling like that. It's like, you know, we all have a task and we all got it done. Now, of course, we were able to do that more often during Wrath than in Cataclysm so far. But you know, I think that we'll get there again. It's just about, you know, refocusing. Cataclysm has been kind of mean to a lot of guilds. And I don't think we're the exception to that.
Cataclysm has been kind of cataclysmic for guilds across the board. You know, our group, you know, although we're tight, like, socially and everything, we've been really struggling just trying to do content, you know? Mm-hmm. We've really just been kind of bonding over being all online at the same time and doing random shit. Like, progression is just kind of out of the picture for us as a social guild right now.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that, you know, you're kind of... You're held together now in a guild so tightly now because of the leveling and all that stuff. It's just, you don't want that to be a waste, and you want to make the most out of it. And, you know, it's something that when you do have, like, drama, and when you do have things that go wrong or whatever, that's something to keep in mind. It's like you want to hold that up. You know, the whole leveling aspect and stuff.
Yeah, so. You do make quite an investment now. Like, you're, like, tied to the guild, so it's tricky.
Yeah.
So, well, Ferrari, I just want to tell you, you know, you don't sound socially retarded to me. You are leading a guild that, from what I understand, is doing pretty well with progression. And, you know, I'd go out and have a beer with you if you wanted.
Well, you know, like, okay.
I can't promise that any nookie would happen afterwards.
Socially retarded, but... I mean, I know how to yell. That seems to work. Like,
well, you and my mother have a lot in common.
Right? I mean, if they can only see me pointing, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Everything about Furore in game translates to real life in some way. You know, if we were to go out with her, she'd be like, why are you fucking standing in the alcohol?
How dare you spill it? Like, who the fuck does that, retard? Like, yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
There's a point in our rating history where I think that Furore was so hysterical. It sounded like she was laughing and she was having a great time. Like,
I hate you all so much.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like, wow, if I could only see her, it would make the experience even better. But I'm sure it wasn't good on her end.
No, I was bright red. I dare I say I was borderline maroon in the face. I was so pissed.
When I think about raiding with you guys, I want to die.
You know what? That's not too far from the truth.
It was really bad. Yeah. Oh my god. I think I may have called several people in my guild like completely stupid, a waste of space, they need to just stop breathing or something like that. It was pretty bad. I was mad.
Extrovert, some people wouldn't stand for that. They, you know, some people get their feathers ruffled very easily or their panties in a knot or whatever. Why do you think people stay?
You know, I think that...
Because deep down, she loves them, right?
Well, yeah,
I mean, boobs. I have boobs.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that Furore is a great person, you know, in raid and out of raid, and everybody knows that. And you know, they're not going to take. I think there's a lot of people in our guild that don't take it personally, which sometimes I feel like maybe they should. Maybe they'd get a clue.
Me too.
But they shouldn't take it personally though, because you know we all realize it's the game and it's in the moment. You know, if somebody does something stupid, you know they're holding back 9 other people from accomplishing something,
right?
And it's trying to get that point across. And you know, most of the time people are actually objective enough to know that it's not personal, even though we might say go die somewhere. You know,
It go die means I love you.
Basically. Yeah, it's...
Well, out of all the things that I've said, I think the only time I've ever gotten a whisper saying that was too mean was when I said, don't bother laying a fish feast because you guys are just going to waste it anyway. That I got whispered over.
That doesn't seem like a terrible thing. I could think of lots worse things.
Telling people, I hope you choke, and the fish feast is the issue. Whatever.
It's like, don't mess with my fish feast.
I worked hard crafting the fish feast. All right. Salacious Pop, you still alive over there?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking on you. You doing okay?
Yeah.
All right, I got some questions for you. What's new with you? How are things going with you?
I was made a full member. I was risen from initiate status with the Progression Guild that I joined a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We got Meloriac 25 Heroic down on Thursday night, and we're trying to do it again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really a heroic that we have on farm yet, like Chimeron or Halphus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been going well.
Now, do you guys get screamed at in your guild the same way? Have you been told that you should go choke on a fish feast?
No. Sometimes people get huffy, and the officers will be like, you guys need to get it together, you guys are better than this. You know, stuff like that, but I haven't really heard anyone lose their shit yet.
So you guys, sounds like you're all kind of like a really calm and collected crowd. Everybody's chill. Does everybody smoke pot before raiding?
There are a few people on vent where I'm absolutely convinced that they're hitting the bong pretty hard. but luckily it's not the officer.
Don't do drugs, kids. We're only kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow.
No, do drugs.
Are you now? Of course, we made a big deal a couple weeks ago about your gigantic traitorship from the guild that I'm in. Otherwise, to go join the Progression Guild, but you know, now that it's been a couple months, like, what are the pros and cons of having done so? You think?
Well, the type of gear that I have. I mean, clearly,
mm-hmm.
Getting to know getting to know completely new people that are only in it just to play, you know, the game that we don't really know in real life. And being a guild of that size where I log in at 1 a.m. and there'll be like 20 people on, you know, is nice. The guild perks are nice.
Right. Any cons that you've found?
Not really. I haven't been affected by any attitudes or anything that I know of.
Because you kind of made a smooth exit and you made sure that everybody's, like, you know, wasn't taking it personally in the beginning, kind of paid off, right? In the long run, it's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I made it pretty clear on why I was leaving and what I was looking for from the game at this point, now that I'm right on time with Cataclysm, because I was a year late to Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt there's content that's happening right now and I'm missing it. And once I made that clear to people, I don't think anyone was really all that offended when I took off.
So being honest up front worked for you.
Yeah.
Go figure. Go figure.
Whoa. It's like I learned something.
I know. Suddenly we're like an episode of Sesame Street. Tell the truth, boys and girls. All right.
Follow your dreams.
That's right. Follow your dreams.
And then go die in a fire.
Hey.
Oh.
If you want to come stand and fire with us, we do have an official guild for our podcast. It is the Drenden server horde side. The guild is called Best Little Horde House. And for right now, at least for the next couple weeks until we get something a little more elaborate set up, all you have to do is send a tell to myself, which is Babs Johnson, B-A-B-S-J-O-H-N-S-O-N, or you can send a tell to Extofer, X-T-O-F-E-R, X-T-O-F-E-R, if I could spell it. Of course, Extofer is not really a properly spelled name anyway. Or you can send a tell to Death Ears, D-E-A-T-H-E-A-R-S, and one of the three of us can get you in the guild, at least for the next couple weeks. And then at some point, we'll probably have a little form that you're going to fill out on our official website that is coming very, very, very soon. And we'll have Ferrari write the questionnaire to join our guild.
That would be great.
Yes. Ferrari, what types of questions should we be asking and screening for potential members for the Best Little Horde House Guild?
Well, I mean, clearly you should ask if they're a complete shitbag. I mean, that's just a given.
Right. Well, that is the rank everybody starts at in the guild, is shitbag.
I noticed. Yeah. That's like the best thing ever. I just laughed. I was like, that's how I said earlier. I was like, oh my God, I'm a shitbag. This is great. And I don't know. Like, what do you just casually, like, I mean,
I think it's just
the are you fucking stupid question seems to go over really well.
That's good.
And you would be surprised at the people who say yes.
Do you automatically deny someone if they say yes? Or are you like, okay, no. Were you just being a smartass? Like, you need to explain this answer to me.
Well, I mean, I guess I should have followed it up with the question, like, are you a clever little fucker? Because, I mean, you just... They're like, yeah, I'm stupid. And then I get them into raid, and then clearly they are. So, I mean, at least they were being honest.
Remember, kids, honest up front.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
When going over applications for the guild that I'm in, one question that they always like to ask if they don't put it in the application up front is, what is the best wipe you've ever caused? And it's funny how people totally like balk at that question, and they'll reply with, oh, I'm perfect, flawless, amazing. I've never caused a wipe ever once in 6 years of playing WoW. And the response is usually, you know, that's a dumb answer. We're looking for your sense of humor. Everyone has dropped a fucking defile in the wrong place. It has to happen once. So I don't know. It's funny to me that how many people, when they're trying to get into a guild, they'll see a question that where they're looking for honesty, and they think that like causing wipes is a flaw or whatever when it happens to everybody. I don't know.
Oh God, I caused a wipe that Ferrer found out about the other night, and so yeah, we Alec here is on this separate platform that you have to, like, you use this little thing that blows you up onto his ledge, and basically I've learned that the trinket for archaeology, if you use that right as you hit the ground, it'll pull Alakir. So I learned that, and I think I didn't fess up to the wipe. I think actually Ferrara actually yelled at somebody else for the wipe.
Yeah, you totally blamed it on the hunter. Who's good form, though. I liked it.
Yeah.
I think last night someone placed the fish feast or the little lobster claw pot thing too close to him, and someone misclicked their right click to eat the food, and they right clicked on him, and they like took a swing at him and pulled him, and they're like, watch where you place the feast and turn your camera around if you're that stupid and you misclick. So that was good times.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear there's at least some aggression over there. You guys are your guild was starting to sound too happy, sunshiny.
I know. Shiny, happy people.
I mean, I'd like to say that I, you know, have caused a wipe before, but we all know that I'm perfect.
What did you do to cause a wipe?
You know, actually, way back before I was, you know, like Superwoman, I was a tank. I wasn't always a healer. And I was tanking Tempest Keep. And I was having a little bit of a problem with Alar. I wiped the raid, I think, like 5 or 6 times because I didn't move correctly and maybe got my shit stomped in. Yeah. And this was like a course of like 5 or 6 in a row. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm failing so hard. And yeah, I really did kill everyone over and over again.
I like to say the most memorable wipe of mine was probably right when the show was starting and my guild was trying to down Lich King would be that night that Comcast just like totally cut out on me, causing a defile to drop right in the middle of the raid. And then after I got like so frustrated that I quit, they killed the Lich King like 30 minutes later. And like I cried into my pillow all night long. But it wasn't my fault. It was Comcast's fault.
I'm so sorry that I wasn't there to laugh at you.
Yeah, well, you were here on the show. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's...
I can laugh at you now.
Yes. Let's talk about... You're an asshole.
Oh.
All right. Let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth. And types of things that you've been accomplishing across the world of Warcraft this week. So, Extifer, who plays a... What are you? You're a healing tree druid right now, right?
Yes, I actually haven't played a lot of WoW because due to my eye problem that I'm hopefully getting information on tomorrow. I've just been kind of casually playing. I have a friend that is on the Senjin server that I've been leveling a worgen with for a few weeks now. And so I'll hop in and we'll do a few quests or queue for a random, but that's really, and then I focused on my Death Knight on the Drendon server for our Horde House guild over the weekend, and we had done a few things like with other people in the guild. We did PvP. I was on Ambien the other night and I did PvP. We did Warsong Gulch. And it was with Irene, actually, and she said it was the funniest thing ever. I don't remember it, but apparently I was like picking up the flag every single time it would spawn, and I'd just start running into enemies and getting killed, and people were getting mad at me, and then I just logged out.
Nice.
It's like, yeah. So I probably don't want to create a bad reputation for myself, but... by doing that.
People need to be not so serious about it, you know?
It's true. It was funny, though. It was fun.
That's right, and that's what matters.
I remember the little that I do remember of it, so I'm told it was fun.
But oh my God, does the Horde House Guild have a lot of Death Knights. And I think that's just because people don't want to start from one, especially with no heirlooms or anything, because most people are having to start like fresh on a new server. But seriously, like half our guild is Death Knights right now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm actually considering moving my rogue over to the Drendon server.
We've had a few people move their toons over as they're kind of like, okay, this is really happening. Like, there really is going to be a guild over here. We've had a few people like move some toons over. Like, I think Essex, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, I want to say brought a hunter over with some heirlooms to kind of like help the other characters. So it kind of worked out.
And actually, it might be my hunter that I bring over. Because I kind of don't want to do it with my rogue. My rogue has always been on the same server as my main, so I really don't want to do that. And I have absolutely no plans to go anywhere on my main. Mm-hmm. I think that Feror would kill me if I moved anywhere. So
I'd fucking hunt you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, same. I can't move my holy pally for the same reason. Like I can't. But I could move maybe my druid.
Yeah. So other than that, I like I said, haven't been doing anything on my main. Not that I don't want to, it's just I can't really right now. But I have been listening, you know, to some of the raids from my main guild. Otherwise, haven't been able to do anything really.
Do you learn a lot just listening on vent to the fights without being able to see it? Because I know Salacious Pop, you were doing that a little bit in the early days of you joining that guild, right? You kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, I was being sat because they needed more DPS from someone, but I still listened to the fight because I wanted to hear how the officers handled certain situations and just to hear if they got it down or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I've listened to a few fights, but I mean, most of them I've already done. The one that I haven't done is Nefarian, and I listened to a few of their attempts on Nefarian, and it just sounds like kind of like a clusterfuck to me. Like, I've never seen the actual fight, though. I haven't done my research on it, so I don't even know what to expect. When I do actually end up raiding with my guild again, though, I'm going to have to do that, though, and it'll be interesting to actually see what they were talking about on vent.
I've heard that Nef 25 is easier than 10. That's kind of the anecdota that I've heard from the guild, but yeah, there's definitely a lot going on.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun fight, though. I mean, I did watch the fight a while back because I was interested to see, because I know that Onyxia makes an appearance during it and everything. So
OMG spoilers.
I know, I'm sorry. Sorry to all those 2% of the people that play WoW that actually pay attention to whether there's a spoiler or not. The rest of us don't care. So, I wanted to see the fight. So I looked at it. I thought it looked fun, but apparently it doesn't sound like much fun.
All right. Well, let me, get to some other weeks and hear what's going on in World of Warcraft. So Faror, how was your week? What have you been up to in the World of Warcraft lately? And just for the record, you also play a Holy Pally, right?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. We're like twinsies.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you have the prettier clothes.
Yours, yeah, I was going to say, yours is a dwarf. It's kind of unsightly.
Hey, hater. My hair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're just jealous because I got the pigtails that twirl when I cast, which is the best animation ever. So don't be hating. Excuse my beauty.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the only action your female dwarf would be getting is from, like, carnival folk.
You know,
wow.
There could be porn based around either one of you. I mean, obviously, Faror would be in the really high-budgeted, vivid porn, right? Like, you know, she'd be the Jenna Jameson. And then you would be, like, the crazy little midget pregnant.
Yeah, like with a donkey.
You know what? There's still an audience for the crazy midget with a donkey. So I'm just saying.
Crazy pregnant midget with a donkey.
I'm beautiful, damn it. All right.
It'd be like a train wreck you can look away from.
So we're both holy pallies, and you're the hatefully jealous one of my beauty. Go on.
I raided a little bit, I guess, this week. I've been leveling a Alliance Paladin that I've had. And then, of course, I have my Paladin over on Drendon. But, yeah, I've been actually camping the book spawns on my Alliance character because I want the pet. I don't know why I'm doing it again. It's like a completely ridiculous achievement, and it requires a lot of sitting in Dal, but I'm good at that.
So you're talking about the book camping in Dalaran.
Yeah.
Is that still a pain in the ass with the, you know, servers being so less populated now?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Drendon
so
being, or not Drendon, Dalaran being less populated now.
It sucks on so many levels. I can't even tell you. I have been camping this one single book, and it's all I need for days. And it is always a fake. And every time it's a fake, I die a little inside. Like, I cannot even believe this. Because, like, I got most of them just because, like, I would be in and out of Dal. I would always go check the book spawns. Oh, shit, sorry.
Ring, ring, the book's up. Better go. That must be her alarm for when the book spawns in Dalaran. So she might be leaving to go check the book spawn. So
no, actually, it's my bearded freak boyfriend calling.
Doesn't he know that you're internet famous?
Yeah.
You know what? He doesn't. Like, he used to really listen to it, and I'm really sorry for the ringing in the background. I put the phone that was closer on silent.
It's all right.
But, like, he used to listen a lot, but he's too lazy to download them because He's got like the most terrible computer that there is. I mean, this thing's a piece of shit.
Don't make excuses. And
he's also Osama bin Laden.
Seriously, he's hiding in a cave.
Wow.
And
he has the world's biggest beard.
Did I tell you, X, though? He had to go get his picture taken, and the beard did not fit in the headshot. I hate this thing. It's terrible.
Does he have a neck beard, too, or is it just like mountain man beard?
You know what? You can't even tell because there's so much fucking beard. It's ridiculous.
All right. Enough beard talk. Let me ask. You mentioned in your week about three different paladins that you're playing. Your main one, your alliance one, and your Drenden one. Okay, so I give Irene a lot of shit for having two hunters. What is it about paladins where you're like, I have to have three of them?
I don't know. I guess I'm good at it. And like, I like, I mean, I love the paladin class.
Jesus, that phone's been ringing for like 5 minutes.
He's a persistent little fuck. Hold on.
No one's home. Okay, wow. Well, did you?
This is the part where she's screaming at her boyfriend.
No, I was like, you know what I'm doing? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm on this show. And he's like, oh, I'm like, that means I have to call you back. What are you? I don't know. I guess it's a good thing he hasn't been able to listen. Yes. And like, I was busy making excuses. It really is his shitty computer. Like when he tries to download anything off iTunes or whatever, he can't do anything else. Like nothing.
Well, you don't have to use iTunes, you know. No, I'm. Anyway, you're paladins. Paladins. Let's talk paladins. Why do you love paladins so much?
Well, initially when I first started playing, I tried out like a priest and a mage, and I hated clothies so much. I would get ganked left and right by mobs. Of course, this is my first MMO. I was more of a first-person shooter. And
God, I can only imagine you on Halo on Xbox Live.
I mean, I like killing people, what can I say? And so I really hated clothies. I hated them so much. And I was like, okay, I need something durable. And at that point, I started kind of getting to understand what each of the classes did and what they were. And I was like, oh, this wears plate, and I want some of that. So I ended up playing my paladin, and I've been playing that ever since. And I don't know, I just love the paladin class. I love how it can do three things, even though I despise Rhett. And yeah.
I really am not liking Rhett after the 4.0 changes, I got to be honest. Like, I used to like it when it was really face-rolly, but not so sure I like Rhett Pally now. It's weird. I don't feel effective. Maybe I just don't know how to play
I've
one.
I've never liked Rhett.
Yeah. What about...
It's melee DPS. I hate it.
What about druids? Since you seem to like the flexibility of paladins, do you ever try druids?
I have an 85 druid.
Oh, okay. So you...
Yes, I do.
Okay.
She it's has like an 85 of like everything, but though.
Yeah, kind of.
You might be addicted to Warcraft when... No.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt. I've called out, like, I take my vacation when new expansions come out, and I call out sick when I want to finish leveling something. It's pretty bad.
Hey, at least you can admit it. Most people can't admit. They're like, oh, I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem. I can quit whenever I want.
It's really bad. No, I can't. Like, I get the shakes and stuff. I went away for a few days. I'm like, oh my god, I wonder what's happening in WoW. I can't log into WoW. This is terrible.
What would you do if they had to shut down the servers for a week? Like, did you hear about what's going on in Final Fantasy 11 and 14 because of the tragedy in Japan? They've shut down the servers over there to conserve power. So people can't play Final Fantasy 11 right now.
I would die. Because, I mean, I already played through Plants vs. Zombies like 10 times. I don't think I can do it again.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and go over to Salacious Pop and ask him how his week in the World of Warcraft has been.
Well, when I was last on the show, I talked about wanting two crafting professions on my raiding main for two sets of bonuses, and I got my alchemy up to 525. And alchemy is a lot of fun. I wish I did it sooner. So that was an accomplishment I think I just did yesterday. I got to see the Alakir fight for the first time last night, because I guess the officers decided that they want, because we hadn't been doing Throne of the Four Winds at all. It was all hard modes and then clearing Blackwing Descent and Bastion of Twilight. So So they decided, hey, let's start doing Alec here once a week if we can fit it in. And that fight has a lot of stupid bullshit, and I kind of hate it. But that's we're going to be trying that tonight. And then I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got both the Ravenlord mount and the white Hawkstrider mount to drop within 3 days of each other.
Oh, that's right. I so hate you about that, by the way.
I got one on Tuesday and one on Friday. And I was like, oh, I'm done.
Whatever.
Let's get both of those. Thank you. That's, yeah. Oh, and I've been working on my DK. He's now 73. Even though he has a ridiculous amount of XP bonuses because he has the cape, shoulders, and chest, and then also the bonus guild XP, I still think it's too slow, which is ridiculous because I get like basically a level every 2 or 3 hours, but that's still too slow for me. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. And I got my first archaeology bind on account item.
What's that?
The Azara's dressing gown. It's like level. It's for a level 58 character. So I guess you put it on right before you go to Outlands. It's a purple cloth chest. It's like the very weakest of the BOA archaeology epics, but I got a purple from that, so that was, you know, that was neat to do.
Right on. Right on.
So sounds like you guys have all collectively been doing a ton of raiding, it sounds like, except Extrovert's been sitting out recently, but been listening in at least, so you guys have all been raiding.
Yep.
Well, not me. let's see, my week in Azeroth,
we don't care.
Shut up.
Let's move on.
I did Baradin Hold
new
once.
Segment now, so in the news. No, I'm kidding.
I did Baradin Hold once, and that was cool. After a level of frustration of still hitting the enrage timer, because unfortunately not everybody was able to pull the DPS needed. But we tried again when Baradin Hold came back in like 2 hours after the TB, and we were able to get it. This was like Monday, I think. So that was cool, I guess, to do that again. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I haven't really done a lot of raiding outside of that. I've been doing PvP, though. I'm trying to max out conquest points every week. The rating of our arena team is still hovering right under 1,600, which, you know, I realize isn't great. But considering I've had no PvP experience in arena up until about 3 weeks, a month ago, I'm pretty proud of how we've been doing.
Yeah.
You know, especially because our arena team, you know, it's just we didn't try to optimize classes or anything like that. Like, you know, a lot of hunters don't always work well on threes arena, but we mm-hmm. bring one with us because it's somebody we want to be doing arena with. So it's, you know, it's working out. We're having fun. I'm learning a lot about my class. So doing PvP is pretty cool. I'm a little worried because this weekend is Warsong Gulch weekend, and that's what Irene and Parm live for. So I'm probably going to get sucked into doing a lot of Warsong this weekend. So I guess there's always that. Otherwise, I've been hella grinding my priest on Drenden, who I did start from level 1, so it was kind of tricky to start from scratch. But I'm all the way up to 36 now. Just really been doing instances over and over and over again has been the way to level it. And
wow, my character's up to 63, I think.
Yeah, but you started at 55.
Shut up, we're not paying attention to that. I rolled a priest, so, you know.
Did you roll a priest over there too?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. But I've it's been different, kind of priesty healing as opposed to paladin healing, which is what I was used to before. But I like it. Like, I can be hella lazy. Like, I'll tell you what. Like, last night I got Scarlet Monastery Library for, I shit you not, like the 8th time. And what I would do, I would just shield the tank, alt-tab, check my email, da-da-da-da, alt-tab back after about 15 seconds, apply a renew, then apply a shield again. I'll tab, talk to somebody on AIM, you know, or message someone on Real ID. Like, I shit you not. Like, that's how I was running an instance last night. Like, I was feeling kind of lazy, but very productive.
Well, that's how I raid now.
You should hear her during trash. Actually, you shouldn't, because she's not there during trash. She's always like, okay, guys, your turn to play. You know.
Well, then I felt really useful because last night I just completely dropped. I had a lovely Comcast cutout while we were in Scarlet Monastery Armory, I think is the one. We were in there probably about halfway through. I cut out, and you know, it took me about 4 or 5 minutes to get back online. And I'm thinking like, oh God, I probably got kicked from the group. And I'm going to have to find another group and get that instance again. And they hadn't kicked me from the group. They were sitting there at the last boss. And I literally, I came back online, and the first thing I see on my screen is party chat. Should we keep waiting for healer? And I'm like, yes, I'm here. Thank you for not booting me. It actually worked out really well because I ran with that same group like four instances in a row and probably grinded out like a level and a half just from that same group.
Well, it's a testament to how people value good healers. You know, if you're running, you know, those instances, they don't want to wait forever for a new healer that might be bad.
Really? Because I felt kind of useless because they did half the instance without me at all, without a healer at all.
Oh.
So I don't know if the shaman picked up the healing slack or what.
I think it's interesting. Like, I actually was running instances with the friend I have on Senjin the other day, and we did a couple of them. We did Rage Fire, and when we were in there, our healer disconnected, and so we kicked the healer, and so the rest of the instance we ran with no healer, and I actually just did backup heals because I'm a priest on that server, but I was shadow spec, but I was able
at that level there's not a huge difference. Your talents don't separate you quite that much. I mean, they do now ever since Cataclysm and everything you get when you pick a tree, but at such a low level, like, you know, your Power Word shield still absorbs an effective amount of damage. You can get away with it.
Yeah, we did. Now, when it happened again on in, I think it was Shadowfang Keep later on. I wasn't as effective there.
Yeah. But,
you know, whatever.
All right, well, let's get into the news tonight. We'll go to Expert with the news. But first, real quick, I just want to throw this out there. It's more of like a housekeeping note, but this is important. I've mentioned throughout the past couple weeks we are working on a new website for the show. It is probably going to launch by this time next week. I shouldn't say probably. It is going to launch this time next week. In order for that to happen, our podcast feed is going to be moving behind the scenes. So some weird things might happen with the feed. You might like time out or it may not connect as we try to fix some things and move it over the weekend to the new location. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Don't send emails like, I can't connect to the feed. We know. Like, we're changing it over the weekend. If it still doesn't work come Friday next, then we've got a real problem. But we'll update you on our Twitter at twitter.com/hordehouse or our Facebook. We also have facebook.com/hordehouse. And we'll let you all know where the website is when everything's finished.
All righty.
Now we can go to the news.
Okay. So when it comes to news this week, it's actually kind of been a slow week. The PTR servers, I believe, are kind of slowing down with new information. I mean, there's been tweaks and fixes and whatnot and nerfs for dungeons and stuff like that and also to the classes and stuff like that. But they're nothing really significant, I would say.
I hope this means the patch roll out is soon.
Yeah, I think that it is going to be soon. I won't predict because we know how much I'm good at predicting these things. But I will say that it's soon. Trademark.
I can't wait for the new five bands to help kind of bridge the gap with not being able to really raid right now. It'll be nice to have another place to get some pity purples.
Yeah, it'll be really nice. A few things that do stand out. One of the things that there's been a lot of data mining recently, you know, because obviously every patch brings about new items and whatnot. There's a lot of times when new patches bring out new items that are updated in the files for the game, but they're not necessarily going to make an appearance until later on during the year. A good example of this would be the end game, or I'm sorry, the Nomragon and Troll events that happened last year. They didn't start until way into like October, I believe, but they were in the game. The files were actually in the game like back in July, I believe. So, you know, and they had been teasing us for a long time before they actually showed up in game. Well, it's happening a little bit with because of the fact that they move the new raid Firelands to 4.2, but yet there's a lot of files being uploaded into the new patch that are 4.1 that are for the next raid. So we have, you know, everything from the new maps for the dungeon to other things like new items and whatnot. There's also been things data mined for the Midsummer Festival. They upgraded all of the items that you'll get from the festival, which doesn't come up until, I believe, June. So that was interesting. Another thing that was data mined was there's a new kind of mount that's going to be eventually introduced, and it looks like it's a winged lion mount, which looks pretty cool, but it's not all the way finished. So, I mean, it totally looks unfinished, but from what we gather, it looks, the skeleton of it looks really cool. And it makes me wonder, every single time I see a new mount data mined, I always think, is this going to be the next Sparkle Pony? You know,
it's been a little while since they've sold anything. I mean, there was the charity pets. When did the little Ragnaros and the Moonkin thing come out? I guess it was about 4 months ago, because that was one of the first topics we had on our show.
It was in November, I believe.
Yeah, so it's about time for another cash cow for Blizzard.
Yeah, I think so. I
got to pay the rent.
If it's the winged lion, because it's yet another mount that looks pretty cool, and then you're going to see it everywhere. So, you know, hopefully they'll make it at a really premium price so that nobody buys it, so you only see it once in a while. But
well, at least it will dilute the number of Sparkle Ponies, because now it'll be half Sparkle true. Ponies, half Winged Lions. So,
you know, the Sparkle Pony is bad because you can always tell when there's a Sparkle Pony because it sparkles. So if it's a Winged Lion, maybe it'll be, you know, a little bit more subtle,
right?
You know, on the eyes.
Like, it won't be a hot pink Winged Lion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although I don't know, I think a pink lion would be pretty sweet.
I don't think so, but to each his own. The last thing in the news that I think stood out more than anything else is an interesting new mechanic that's going to be coming to the daily dungeon finder. I think this has only been data mined at this point, so there's been no like patch news on it. And so we don't know if this is going to be coming up in the next patch or if it's even going to be in the game at all. They're just playing around with the idea of it. But I think it's actually pretty good. What it is they're going to change the cap for your daily dungeon run, like your daily heroic, from 1 per day to 7 per week, which means that you can run 7 daily heroics, or, you know, daily, I use that term lightly, in one day. And so, but if you run all 7 in one day, then you can't run any more during the week.
Well, you can run them, you just won't get the reward. The same.
Right. Exactly. You won't get the rewards. So, you won't get the valor points. So, I mean, this will help a lot of people when it comes to maybe weekend playing. Maybe you only play on the weekend and you want to get, you know, all of your valor points. Well, you can, you know, do a little dungeon grind, you know, maybe split it up between Saturday and Sunday and get all of your dungeons run for the week for your valor points. So I thought that was pretty nifty. You know, we'll see.
Or just even like for the smaller guilds, like when you can get a group of 5 together, like go grind 3 or 4 of them out instead of just the 1 for the day, and then, oh, well, there's our 1 for the day. Let's go fish. You know, that I think that's kind of an awesome way for, especially for small guilds, kind of coming from that perspective. I'm really excited about that.
I think that's a really good idea. I think that I know my guild will appreciate it a lot. I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing about the valor points is that they're so hard to come by that it'll make it kind of feel easier to get them, even though it's really not. There's nothing really changing except for you can run everything in one day, or you can spread it out. You have a little bit more options.
Well, and having done a lot of PvP lately, conquest points kind of work that way. I mean, lately, Irene Parm and I have just been grinding out our conquest points on Tuesday, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know, we get up to our cap on Tuesday, and then we only do PvP if we're really bored from that point on. So I can sort of see that same logic applying to heroics.
Right. Otherwise, the only other thing that I think it was in the patch notes last week that really stood out to me as a healer, and this is just totally like quality of life, but is the fact that, and I don't know if I mentioned this in the show I was in before this one, but because I can't remember when it came out. But anyways, it's where you can always res people, even though they have their corpse running, without having to find their corpse.
No, I don't think you had brought that up on the show, because I just heard that a couple days ago. I was very excited.
Yeah, this is good news for everyone that heals.
That's or accidentally releases or something. I mean, that's one of those things you kind of look at that and you go, wow, we should have had that like forever ago. This is something we should have put in during Burning Crusade, you know?
Exactly. But it makes things a little bit nicer. I mean, I wouldn't say easier, but nicer, you know, just a quality of life thing. But it's welcome, definitely. So, but yeah, that's all I have for the news, unless there was something that I blatantly missed.
Salacious Pop, Furore, anything you guys picked out in the news that X4 might have missed?
Nope.
Thank you, Salacious Pop. Or wait, Furore. Who was that?
Wow.
He said or. God.
Yeah. I really like the, you know, rolling 7, you know, heroics or whatever and getting all your points within a day if you want. Because the Valor Point vendor has the best items for, I think, pretty much every class, depending on what it is you're buying. And sometimes it's like, okay, well, the raid time is tomorrow, and I need 200 Valor Points to get my damn boots, but that's, you know, 3 days worth of dailies. I want to just get them all now, so I'll have my boots all shiny and enchanted and gemmed for when I show up to raid tomorrow. So now you'd have to, come on, I just need 70 more points, god damn it, now you could just get them all, and you can, if you're that close to making a purchase of an item, you can just go get it.
I wonder if by that logic it's going to be way easier to find a pug group on Tuesdays than it is any other day of the week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be interesting to see how this plays out. Also,
I think because everybody's in the same routine of like running them on a daily basis, I doubt that it'll change too much. I think that it's for those people that, you know, more casual with the game. They don't play every day, you know.
Yeah, I can only roll 2 or 3 heroics in a row, and then I'm like, I am done. I don't care.
Me too.
I don't care how fast the team rolled it. I can't do more than 2 or 3.
Yeah, I hear you. I had heard a rumor, though, that these new dungeons were supposed to give more Valor Points, or was that just a dirty rumor? Like, there's not going to be, like, 2 separate tiers of heroic? Because there's no regular Zolomon or regular Zul'Gurub. It's all going to be heroic. So I thought they were going to be in a different tier that could reward more points, but I could also be smoking crack.
I don't know. I am not sure on that one.
Because I'd be very curious how that all works. If when you can run 7, can you do 7 uber ones and then, you know, also 7 regular heroics? Or I don't know. I'd just be curious how that would work.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get more details soon whenever Blizzard decides to do a post on it or whatever.
Yep. All right. They will.
All right, well, let's do the topic of the week. Every week here on Horde House, we like to bring up a topic and talk about it a little bit and get your responses either through our email at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com or our Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse. Here's the topic of the week for this week. Since we're talking about running random dungeons and heroics, I thought it might be a fun week to talk about pugs. So the topic of the week is, finish this sentence. I like it when people in my pug group blank. So what is it that you like about people in your pug groups, if anything? So, Extrafer, we'll start with you. I like it when people in my pug group...
I don't know. Fuck me up the ass.
I don't think you can do that through a video game, Extrafer.
Sure you can.
How exactly does somebody do that through the internets?
I don't know. I
bet your friend Sunshine would know.
Is that like when somebody rolls need on the item you want and you're like, you're a fucking hunter, you can't even use that, you just fuck me? Like, is it like that? Or
I was gonna say, if a hunter misdirects to you, then that's sort of the same thing.
Yeah,
if you're healed,
there you go. No, I don't like that. I like it when people in my pug group acknowledge my healing when I'm doing well.
So, like, pay you a compliment, stroke your ego?
Why not?
Okay.
I need more of that. So, I need more stroking.
And it might encourage you to do more dungeons. So, it, like, you know, if you appreciate somebody, you know, we've talked about the like button I don't know how many times on this show. It's a possible idea. But in the meantime, there's nothing wrong with telling somebody, hey, good job.
Yeah.
A little bit of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, people like you.
Okay, 5 or 7, 10 years ago.
All right. Ferrari, I like it when people in my pug group...
Well, first of all, I don't really pug at max level because I hate pugs with a passion. But earlier, I can give you, I like it when they shut up. In contrast to exos. It's mainly because you get these guys who have a max level, not even guys, girls, whatever they are, and they are the shit because they have a max level, and they're going to tell you how you're going to play. Like, oh, don't do that. See, on my max level, I have blah, 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 blah. And it drives me up the wall.
Oh, yeah, God.
I kind of want them to choke on whatever they're eating at that moment and just shut the fuck up. Because... And there's always...
But they'd have to choke with their fingers because they're typing.
I don't know what they need to do, but I don't know, light themselves on fire, whatever, you know, same thing. But they always get so cocky about it. And like, personally, I like it better when people have no idea that I know what I'm doing because then I can alt-tab and do stupid shit and nobody's the wiser.
Yeah, I see that happen a lot where, like, you know, the tank will be trying to do something and somebody speaks up and is all, well, I have an 85 warrior and you should be derp 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 derp, you know, and it's kind of like, shut up. Like, no one cares that you have an 85 warrior. It's just, you know, most people in the pug probably have an 85 something.
Yeah, it's like how some people talk about like PvP, like, oh, I can do this and blah, 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 blah. It's like, I don't fucking care. You're a god. So what? Like, go away.
Well, Extifer, I'm close to getting one of those weapons with a 2200 rating that you can only get.
Well, I don't fucking care. You're a god. So what? Go away. See? There you go.
Extifer, it's Warsong weekend. Aren't you excited?
I'm fucking ecstatic.
All right. So I guess we can sum it up. Ferrari says, I like it when people in my pug group lose their fingers, I guess, is what she's saying. I think is what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Lose fingers, penises.
Drink some poison or something, whatever.
All right.
What was it again? Drink, hope your mother drinks acid so your... She doesn't produce.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah.
What? This sounds terrible. Did you actually tell someone this once?
No, somebody told it.
Somebody told me that.
I mentioned it on the show before.
Oh, you probably did. I just have amnesia.
Yeah, apparently I'm that bad of a person. They hope my mother like squirts acid in her vag so she can't have any more like me. And I'm like,
wow,
thanks.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was great though. I mean, I thought it was funny.
Wow. Like, I think probably the worst thing I ever told someone was like, please delete your character and roll a hunter immediately. Like, I think that's probably the worst I ever told somebody.
When I was seven or eight, I was playing jump rope with kids like on the street or whatever. And, this girl was like known as like this like nerdy girl that lived across the way and like everybody made fun of her. And I thought that I'd like be really cool by joining in and I called her a penis and she looked at me like, why are you calling me? Everybody got mad at me too. They were like, why would you do that? I'm like, but everybody else is making fun of her. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just pointing out you were making fun of the nerdy girl, and now who has the podcast about World of Warcraft?
The nerdy girl.
Meanwhile, she's probably like some porn star.
I know, she probably has like double D tits, and here you are.
No.
Derp, like derp, the Warcraft. Ones on Springer, like I was drab and now I'm fab or whatever. Yes. Yeah, one of those.
Or better yet, the Ricky Lake show. I mean, forget Springer. Like the Ricky Lake show is the best people with attitude problems. Anyhow,
and she might be coming back, so more white trash for the masses.
I'm so excited, but anyway, I could do a whole podcast about the Ricky Lake show, but I won't. So we'll go over to Salacious Pop. Hi, Salacious Pop, how are you?
Good.
I like it when people in my pug group
make me laugh.
Make you laugh? How do people in your pug group make you laugh?
Just have a sense of humor, not non sequitur sort of statements about fights, like. On I did a Dead Mines last night, and it's the trash after the Reaver with the stupid blood shields, where if you the rage zones where if you stand in it you do uber DPS, but then you also get like one shot. And I was like, this trash gives me diarrhea. Have you ever seen a boomkin lose bowel control? It's terrifying. And everyone is like, LOL, LOL, LOL. Like, I like to bring that humor to a pug. And when someone makes me laugh, or like when you're on the rope in the final boss of that, what's her name? Van Cleef. When you're swinging on the rope, when the ship blows up and you scream out, hey, you guys, like in the Goonies, when Sloth and Chunk swing in, stuff like that. I don't know. It cracks me up. I try to do that for the pugs that I'm in, and I like it when they return the favor.
So you just like people to be like you, it sounds like. Because to be very witty.
I put in the effort to make pugs enjoyable, because even if you have a good group and you're able to steamroll it, it's still just content that we've all seen dozens of times before. So if I can go, wow, like this is a really good group. Because a lot of times you'll get pugs that are amazing, no wipes, flawless, and no one says a word. And it just feels like work. And it's like, let's get some chatter, make me laugh, but also just do a good job at what our roles are. And I'm going to be glad that I ran that heroic.
So would you be proud of me when we were fighting Algaloth and Baradin Hold the other day? I spoke up and I said, okay, I know we're going to be kicking in the left side and sitting in the right side, but I got to make my mind up. Which side do I take?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
I get what you did there.
All right. Anyhow. All right, so Salacious Pop likes humor. Well, you know what? My answer is actually very similar. I was going to say, I like it when people in my pug group talk. Like, that's my answer. And, like, not, like, it's funny because I'm kind of saying the opposite thing that Ferrari's saying, but I don't think I really am. Like, I like it when they talk and I get to know, like, personalities. You know, it's an MMO. It's a social game. I like to kind of get to know people and strangers and so forth. Like, not in a creepy way, but just, like, I like it when they're funny and stuff. But some people really do just need to shut up. Like, people that just want to talk about their EPing, or I swear to you this happened. I joined a group last night. It was a pug group. And the first thing I do when I get in the group is, like, you know, hi. And then the rogue, sup, N-word. And I'm just like, block, you know, it's just kind of like some people don't need to talk, like, but at least them talking within 5 seconds gives you an idea of, you know, their.
Hey, Rob,
he's a thug.
What? Rob, I'm confused. What does the N-word stand for?
It stands for nice people.
Oh, well, I'm further confused then. Why would you be mad?
Anyhow, so yeah, I like it.
No. I mean, I'm just like, I want to get inside your brain. You know, how do I make?
I know
sure
you've been
know
wanting to get inside
work.
Me for years, but it's not going to happen tonight. So
I just
threw up. Thank you. She vicariously threw up through me. She threw me up. I don't know.
So yeah, I like it when people in my pug group talk and show a little personality, as long as it's a relatively mature personality and not just Xbox Live style personality.
I still don't know what that stands for, whatever.
All right, well, I'll tell you when you're older.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Let's get to some emails and some tweets, shall we? Yay, emails and tweets.
Yay.
We don't have a lot of tweets this week, but we have a ton of emails. So we'll do the tweets first. First tweet from Flacco Jones responding to the topic of the week. And last week's topic of the week, since you weren't here, Xtofer, I don't know if you heard the show, but the topic was the add-on that Blizzard needs to steal and just integrate into the game already. Because, you know, they take a lot of the popular add-ons and kind of integrate them into the game. Mm-hmm. So Flacco Jones tweeted us and said, topic of the week, Blizzard needs to steal Atlas loot. We should be able to mouse over the bosses on dungeon maps to see what they drop. You know, I thought at some point that was supposed to be coming. Like, wasn't it supposed to be on the maps?
It's still supposed to be coming. They're working on it, though.
They're working on everything. Jeez.
I know.
I'd like to know, like, what's their hierarchy of priority? Because it's really funny, like, some of these things that we get, like the whole, like, raising somebody who's released their body. Like, hello, that should have been there a long time ago. Well, it's just weird that that's turning up now.
Well, it's so funny because I could, on my news segment, I could have, you know, talked about the dev chat that they had, but there was nothing, absolutely nothing useful in the dev chat, because all they did was address questions like this, where, you know, we should have, you know, a way of doing this, or, you know, why does my human still look outdated as a model? And, you know, their answers are always the same. It's like, well, we're working on that. We know this is something that you guys want. It's just freaking annoying. I believe that those dev chats are there to fucking play with my mind,
or to just calm people down, because, you know, there are a lot of people that's like, when do we do this, when do we get this, when do we get this? Okay, shut up, working on it. God.
But you know what, they answer the same way, and they still take these questions. They like, there might be thousands of questions that are more relevant that they could be answering, but no, they actually have to, you know, indulge into these stupid questions that they answer every single time.
Well, they're self-important assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen the panels at BlizzCon. You've seen some of them. Look at Metzen. Now, that motherfucker isn't self-absorbed. I don't know who is.
I bet he somehow sticks his penis in his butthole.
Wow.
He has sex with his own self. Because
with some of the decision making, maybe.
Or he farts and he sits down and he just smells
maybe
it.
He got one of those molds made out of his wang. You know how you can pay people a lot of money and they'll make anyway.
Or
I could see Grosscrawler doing that as well. I'm awesome. Check me out.
Or maybe they both have sex together. You know, any combination really of those things.
Wow, this got awkward. All right, moving on to more tweets. Flacco Jones addressing a popular line from last week's show, saying, actually, an inch of blood sounds like quite a lot if you think of it like an inch of snow. Did anyone catch you up on the inch of blood thing, Extiver?
I heard a little bit of it, but I heard it was Parm's final thought.
Something like that. We'll let it be there. All right, moving on to some other tweets here. Let's see. Picaruno was tweeting during the show saying, topic of the week, click. Healing without it is Psyduck. Generally, I tend to ditch add-ons once Blizzard integrate light versions. You know what's funny? I'm a healer, and I don't like click at all. Like, I can't do it.
It really, really goes well with certain kind of add-ons, you know, like grid. Grid and click is just a must.
I don't use grid either. Like, the only... use grid, but only because it highlights the pet healing. But otherwise, I have it in the bottom right corner. I never even look at it. Like, it's really small. I only use it for the pet mechanics, which is fair.
I don't use grid and click anymore, but I loved it when I did. I know how to configure grid to my liking, you know, and I used to use click. Now I use just Healbot, because Healbot has a built-in click, pretty much. You can configure it so it's like click. But anyhow, I think that that's a good idea, though.
I know this might sound really weird, and I'd be especially curious how Ferrari, as another Holy Pally, reacts to this. But I don't use any add-ons for healing at all, except X-Pearl, which I don't even use in raid. I use the default raid interface now and just click in my numbers. Like, that's how I heal.
I just died a little.
Really? Why? It works for me. It really does.
Like, I mean, I do get it, because for the longest time after I started healing, I didn't use any add-ons whatsoever. But it was like seeing the light for the first time when I got a healing add-on. I was like, oh my god, this is possibly the best thing I've ever seen. Wow. And thus birthed the alt tab heal. I mean, it was so much easier than, you know, mouse over macros and the whole nine. I thought that it was just really great. And I mean, I've tried all the healing add-ons, and I really like Healbot. I've been working on figuring out Voodoo a little bit better, but I really like a Healbot, especially because it's like really great for paladins, like right out of the box. Hmm.
See, I just think the new raid interface ever since Cataclysm works really well for me. Like, I used to use just straight up X-Pearl, but now I just only use that in parties, and I use the default raid frames. I think it works great. It's weird. I'm weird. Maybe it's because I don't raid enough.
Are you guys going to fight?
No. There might be a little hair pulling, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds sexy.
I would
sexy.
Win. We all know that I'm the devil. And so, I mean, how do you beat the devil? Hello?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you play... You're God if you beat the devil, right?
Let's get to some emails, kids. We have a lot tonight. A lot of emails tonight. There's a lot of
God. Paraphrase.
All right. No, these are really good. We're going to get to this first one from Mike Hunt. Send us this email. I said I'd read whatever you assign him as. Here we go. So you talked a little bit last week about a ranking system for other players in WoW and how it could potentially affect queue times. And it got me thinking about how shitty queue times can be for DPS. I wonder if Blizzard would ever consider expanding party sizes from 5 players to 6. This way, parties could have 4 DPS instead of just 3, and queue times would effectively be cut down. I don't know whether healers would be able to manage a 4th DPS, but I imagine the damage would be spread out more evenly and people would take less damage individually overall. Since you're both healers, what do you think? At first, I kind of made this face of like, ew, what the hell are you smoking? But then I kind of thought about it more and I was like, well, it's not like Blizzard hasn't changed the core size of a group before. I mean, we've seen raids go from 40 to 20 to 25 to 10. So changing a party size wouldn't be unheard of. I mean,
Most MMOs do 6 as their limit. I believe Lord of the Rings does 6. Mm-hmm. I think Warhammer did 6. There's kind of this interesting standard that they have going on outside of WoW, yet WoW is stuck to the 5. But you know what? Actually, come to think about it, really adding one more person, especially in Cataclysm, wouldn't be that big a deal for a healer because of the triage aspect. If we're not spamming anymore, I think it might be actually okay, maybe they might have to tweak healing just a little bit, give us a little bit of a buff, but I think it wouldn't be that big.
This would have to come with a complete rebalancing of everything though, and I think that could only be timed with a new expansion. But if Blizzard were to come out at BlizzCon and say, okay, we have this new expansion coming out, the Emerald Dream or whatever the hell they call it, and it's going to be 6-man dungeons, I could see us all kind of growing to accept that as we have most of the other changes WoW has made. But I have to admit, I kind of go, that's different. I don't know if I like change at first, but I get the idea behind it to get more DPS in there.
Mm-hmm.
Salacious Pop, Ferrari, any thoughts on that? No? Okay. All right.
Sorry, I was I'm playing WoW.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Do your thing.
I just logged in too, like 10 minutes ago. I'm running around Tol Barad.
Gosh.
I'm sorry that you're boring. I mean, my bad.
All right.
Anyway. But
would you be down with a 6-man dungeon, Ferrari?
I think I would be fine with that. I mean, I dabbled in Rift a little bit, and I know they were running the 5-man model, and then this new game that a couple of my friends are playing is 6-mans. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to get into it, but it's a free-to-play.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Heroes with 8?
I would rather they just put out a looking for raid tool for the 10-mans, because I would do a 10-man pug if, there were certain requirements that people had to meet to get in there,
Well, you mean a raid finder that worked or people use?
An LFR tool that people actually
have
use.
One.
No, but that people don't use it.
Yeah.
Or a cross-server one or something. I mean, I sort of understand why Blizzard doesn't want to do it, but at the same time, for those nights I'm really bored and I'm going to be playing WoW all night, I'd like to be able to just LFR and, find a raid, But oh well.
There's far too many douchebags, I think, for that to really work out well.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter how well they try put in some structure, I think that without a doubt, there's always going to be that dickhead that takes a thing that they shouldn't have taken and leave or steal something I know that I've been an asshole myself in a pug, with a bunch of people who are just jerks. I would pull something, bubble, and leave. I mean, there's just so many different ways.
That's true. But I figure how much worse could it be than 5-mans? I mean, every asshole thing you get in a 5-man anyway. So, I don't know. All right, let me finish the email here from Mike. Also, I love the show and have been a listener since the first episode. Rob and Extrafer are great, but Rice Princess just sounds like the flapping lips of a loose vagina as someone blows on it. Parmy sounds like he has water and candy in his mouth when he talks. Everyone else sounds super hot. They should all have sex with each other and spread diseases like Death Knights. Thanks, and I can't wait to join the guild. Mike.
Wait, who sounds like rocks? Mess?
What's that?
I didn't
Parmy.
Get the...
Parmy sounds like he Parmy. Has water and candy in his mouth when he talks.
Oh, okay.
Would you say Salacious Pop?
I said, what is that email? It's terrible.
Well, I can't help but notice that even though it's signed Mike Hunt in the email address, it says Irene from Irene, but And this,
okay.
The subject is
that's allowed then.
The subject is poopy poop butt fart. Just so you know,
that would definitely be Irene. Then
anyhow, let's go to another email. You ready?
Yeah.
From Mutant Boy. Hey, Rob and Extifer. Of all the add-ons that I have used, and I've used my fair share, I would have to suggest Blizzard implement a version of Cartographer. While the dev for Cartographer hasn't really updated this add-on recently, to my knowledge, I still find it useful in flying around Azeroth. Having coordinates is really a time saver, in my opinion, especially if you are trying to help out a newer player with a quest that may not necessarily be on the same map. I realize Blizzard has added the gold quest dots on the map, but I still like the feeling of having cords mapped out for you. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work. From Mutant Boy.
That would be nice.
That would be too, or like a seamless map system. You know, I haven't used Cartographer because I used to use for coordinates, what the hell was it, Titan Bar or something, would always show the coordinates. So, and I haven't used coordinates really recently. I mean, with the whole built-in quest stuff. But I totally get the thing about helping noobs and being able to tell them where to go. I hate to keep referencing Final Fantasy XI, but I did play it for 3 years. And one of the nice things about it was that on the maps in that game, somebody could actually place a dot on the map and everybody in the party could see it. And I always kind of like that. Now, I know you might be thinking, well, you can ping the map and WoW, but I'm talking about like the entire zone map. Like, it would be kind of cool if you could, like, ping the zone map so, or mark coordinates for people. So, you know, I like the idea of maybe a more robust mapping system, but I guess that's probably not on the way because they just did maps for Burning Crusade in the current system. So probably not something that's going to happen soon. Oh, yeah, they're working on it. That's right. They're working on it.
And that free-to-play I was telling you about, I mean, you could literally be a monkey. You just click the quest and it takes you there automatically.
Nice. What were you going to say, Salacious Pop?
I really like the maps in Carbonite, which is otherwise too bloated. It has too much crap in it I don't use, but the maps in that are amazing. And you also, for other Carbonite users, through the Lua script or whatever, you can put points on your map in Carbonite, and if someone else has it in your group, they'll also see the dots that you put on there.
Oh, okay.
Which is
kind
of cool. what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Huh, interesting. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next email. This one is from Flacco Jones. It's an epic email, but I love the subject. So you ready? Here we go, from Flacco Jones.
Surprise, surprise.
I don't know if you saw this when you mentioned the news about dungeon maps being added for the Burning Crusade dungeons and raids. One of the omissions I found interesting was the lack of a Karazhan map. Black Temple was left out as well, but them leaving out Karazhan got me thinking that they may be planning a heroic five-man version, much like they did for ZA and ZG. And this is the part where I squee and shake and cry, because that would be awesome. The one problem I think this creates is that Karazhan has a ton of bosses. That's why I think it would be best if it could be split into three sections, lower, mid, and upper, much like it is now, except they could remove the requirement to clear the earlier bosses and make some minor changes to how and where you enter the other levels. I still think it would be cool if you could do it all in one run if you wanted to, the same way they have BRD and Maradon set up. Blizzard just needs to know that Karazhan would be an amazing five-man, but only if kept mostly intact, including boss mechanics. No changing all of the mobs and bosses like in Shadowfang Keep. Boo. And it goes on to say, the rest of this can just be for your reading pleasure, as it may be more info than is needed on the show. So I'm not going to read the whole thing word for word, but he basically even kind of goes down to break it up into what lower, mid, and upper would be. And basically lower would be the beginning through the opera event. And maybe kind of like spicing up the opera event to make it the big finale. And I love the random mechanic of the opera event. And I think it would be awesome if maybe they would even add like a fourth or a fifth thing that could pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just take out Romeo and Juliet, actually, and put in a new one. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Karazhan mid maybe could start from the side door portal that's kind of like after opera event. And then you would go through Curator and end with Shade of Iran. Would be a good place for mid. That was a good boss. And then upper, he says, needs to be tweaked. You can't just really port to Aran's room because there's no real direct way there until you open up the teleport guy. So basically that would be the rest of it, would be moving through up to Prince. And hopefully it keeps the chess event intact. That would be awesome.
Oh, God. Am I the only one that doesn't like the fucking chess event?
Yes.
Okay.
The only minor lore issues I see is if they basically port this instance over is that the Ethereals in Prince Malcazar are very Burning Crusade centric. I just like the Prince fight too much to change it, but if they swap the Ethereals for some relocated trash from maybe the basement, then I wouldn't mind that so much. That's my heroic five-man Kara essay. I hope you enjoyed it, Flacco Jones. I loved it. What a great observation too, is that the maps have been left out for Karazhan and Burning, or I'm sorry, Black Temple. I think that's a very telling observation. I think this could be, because I could see if something else from Burning Crusade were to come over, I could see it being Black Temple. Very few people got to do that back in the day. Same thing with Sunwell, you know, but I could see where Black Temple could maybe be redone a little bit. I mean, haven't the devs even said they didn't like the way the Illidan fight kind of played out? So mm-hmm. to kind of go back and redo that, I could really see that happening.
Yeah, so me too.
I don't know. Flacco might be onto something. Ferrari, would you be excited about a revisit to Karazhan?
No, not at all.
Okay, not at all.
I think I'm kind of tired of the reboots they keep putting in. Like, I mean, I get that Cataclysm is all about Azeroth, and we've been through these things. So I could see the, you know, revamp for Dead Minds and SFK and whatnot. But I think that they need something fresh, I think, at this point, because, I mean, I'm actually getting more of the lull now, earlier in the expansion than I ever had before.
Mm-hmm. I think you're not alone on that. I think a lot of people are feeling like that too.
Salacious Pop?
I know that, I mean, I enjoy Kara, but even though I missed it when it was current content, so even going back and just soloing it, it's a lot of fun. I definitely like how stylized it is. But I don't disagree with the people that are really vocal that have serious problems with any recycled content. Even if it's like SFK or Dead Minds, where it has new bosses and they've kind of tweaked the map so that it flows a bit better. Some people just really hate it and they think it's cheap and they think it's a cop out. And I don't think that those people are necessarily wrong. So, you know, I'd like to see, I think, Magister's Terrace, just because I'm a fan of that place too, but it wouldn't really be practical for them to do so, because it would just piss a bunch of people off.
See, I think they should give into the fanboy wank and give us the upside down Karazhan. Remember when those rumors were going around, there's going to be an upside down Karazhan to kind of go with the whole Castlevania theme? That would have been great. Let's just give into that fanboy wank, because that way it would be new yet recycled. Maybe can make everybody happy or piss everyone off, one of the two. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next email from Phantomus of Drendon.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the guy that started the whole Drendon craze. Dear Horde House, I started a new job a couple weeks ago, and needless to say, my time to play Warcraft and get my fill of podcasts has dwindled down to nothing. I miss you, frown. Aw. Here's a hug from us. Any suggestions on what I can do to make the most of the very little time I will have to play now? Ooh, that's a tough question, because it really depends on what you enjoy. Like, I know that sounds really cheesy, but you should do what you enjoy. And if that is just signing in to chat with people on Guild, then do that and run circles around, you know, your respective home city. If you want to grind heroics, you know, use your time to do a couple heroics. Maybe this whole 7 per week thing will really help. Not being able to play a lot of Warcraft will probably cut into your raiding. So if you're a big raider, you might have to get used to that idea. Maybe now is a good time to look into maybe PvP or going for Lore Master or something different. So maybe that's the best answer I have, is that if what you want to do, you don't have enough time to do, maybe change your approach and see if there's anything else you want to get out of the game you haven't had the motivation to do. That'd be my suggestion.
Yeah, it's just all about fine. It's a really subjective question, because, I mean, it's about what you find is fun, you know what I mean, and going for a goal. Pretty much the whole game of World of Warcraft is, aside from the social aspect, is going towards a goal in the bigger picture, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you have your archaeology, you have, you know, all of your professions, you have your, you know, level grind, you have your raiding progression. If you can find that particular goal that you can do that won't take up too much of your time, and you can go in and you can have fun, you know, reaching for it, then focus on that.
And slay as many internet dragons as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's an email from Essex. Hey guys, in terms of mods that need to be borrowed from Blizz, I think that incorporate elements of Auctioneer and Auctionator would prevent a lot of newer players, or simply not as informed players, from severely underselling items on the auction house. Auctioneer or Auctionator would scan other items for sell and put up a price that is only slightly lower than the market price, which would help a lot of people, I think. let me stop there because I don't know if I like that idea. I mean, I realize like a lot of people are using those add-ons, but I don't know. Like, there's some people that play WoW to play the economic game. And I think if you give everybody auctioneer or auctioneer, that might intrude on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that there's dumbing down and then there's really dumbing down. That might be crossing the line, you know.
I'm going to suggest this, and maybe this is kind of the middle ground I could see on this, is that maybe they just need to revamp the auction interface and make it a little less daunting for people. Because, you know, there are tons of categories, and sometimes it's hard to know, like, what category an item fits into, you know, and maybe I'd be okay with, like, a history of how items have sold. Like, again, Final Fantasy XI used to show you, like, at what price the last 12 items went for. So you kind of had, like, somewhat of an idea.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah, that'd be doable. But I don't know about, like, just straight up auctioneer, because that might be too much. But
now, does auctioneer do that? Does it show you what the last 10 items or whatever? Or can there be an add-on that actually does do that?
If you scan the auction house every day, it will remember what the prices were in the past if none are up currently. Yeah, so it's like
that's pretty much how that works.
Yeah, so it depends on how often you scan the auction house, though.
I obviously have never used an auction add-on. So
really? I would die without it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that I'm sitting here going, no, don't add it, although I would die without mine.
I don't use a lot of those add-ons that tweak things outside of Raid. I mean, the only thing that I use is Postal, pretty much. Mm. But otherwise, everything else is just for solely my raiding game. Or, you know, dungeon running or whatever.
So. Let me move on with Essex's email here. Also, a gatherer type option for the world map would be helpful. Every time you mine a node or gather an herb, a small mark would be made on your map, and you could toggle it just like with the mini map. The nodes would only appear once you farm them, however, unlike the gatherer mods that could import from multiple users. As for tri-specs, I think Blizzard will eventually put them into the game simply because the amount of gold in-game keeps getting higher and higher and the game is lacking in major gold sinks. Why can't we have as many specs as bank tabs but make the cost go higher each time? I know I'd pay 1,000 gold for a third spec and 2,000 for the next spec. If you double that each time, you could have several specs and a good gold sink for people to invest into. Just a thought. Interesting way of kind of rationalizing that with the whole gold sink. Like, maybe there does need to be something to sink a lot of gold into, like a new mammoth mount or something. It could be just a huge gold sink for people. But I don't know. Again, a third spec being that, though, would really change the game. And especially when it comes to raiding. And my worry would be that, like, all these high-end groups would really force people to take these three specs. Like, I can see Ferrari sitting there going, you better have your third spec before the raid, shitbag, because we need it for this particular encounter.
Yeah.
So. That's what the guild that I'm in did for Meloriac, because it's a very AoE burn phase intensive fight, so everyone had to respec to whatever their AoE optimized spec was, and they had to switch glyphs out too, so, you know, there's always, like, someone that brings dust or whatever to make sure everyone can switch their glyphs out. So yeah, that would absolutely happen, because it's happening already with two specs.
Well, maybe if it's happening already, then might as well not delay the inevitable, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have my mages that have to have two specs the way I like them. Like, you know, their one main DPS spec, which is obviously fire, and then I make them have frost.
All right, we'll see what happens with the whole triple spec thing. It could be coming soon. Anyway, we're going to get on to the last email from Nihilus, an 85 mage on Blade's Edge. Hey, Robin Extifer. So let me set this idea up with a quick story. I was healing on my 70 resto chamois, and a mage in our group, for some unknown dumb reason, was within melee range of the pack of mobs, DPSing and taking AoE damage. Since I'm an uber healer, I didn't let him die, but I did bitch at him, saying, you know, mages don't need to be in melee range. Of course, this 12-year-old replied, yeah, you do, for Dragon's Breath. Since my main tune is a mage and has been going on 6 years, I almost punched my monitor in rage against the mage. Anywho, this confrontation spawned an idea. What do you guys think of including formations? For example, if ranged slash healers formed a straight line in the back and melee were side by side within the tank at a point similar to triangle, this formation could give plus 5% to damage or stam or something. Different formations would boost certain stats. And for raiding, certain formations would buff a boss or weaken a boss. The formations would be small icons on the ground to stand on or little beams of light to stand in. As a guild levels up, uncommon, rare, or epic formations could be unlocked. I don't know, but if some type of formation mechanic was included in the game, my melee mage may have stayed back. Thanks for the podcast. Much better than the others. Nihilus, 85 mage.
Right on. Yeah, that sounds like a nifty idea.
It's weird. Again, it's one of those things I kind of look at it and I go, really weird? But then the more I think about it, I'm like, well, that really could be interesting, actually. I like the idea of tying it to guild leveling, kind of knowing more formations. But then again, you don't always run stuff with your guild, so I don't know how that would work in mixed company.
I think something stood out to me, and this is totally kind of off topic with the email, but something stood out to me on the email.
What's that?
Is when he said he punches monitor. I just want to ask Furore a question, if I can. Hey, Furore. How many keyboards have you gone through since you started playing WoW?
This is totally bullshit. several.
I just love it. Yeah. One night she's like, I think she had a fit or something. She was like telling us off. And then the next thing she's like, well, I got to call Raid because I broke another keyboard. So I have to go over it. She obviously slammed it down or something. I remember there was one time you were like, I lost a key on my keyboard and it's a really important one and I have to look for it and you couldn't find it, so you had to order another keyboard because of that.
Yes, but now, thankfully, I have spares, and I shit you not, I have the keyboard that I'm using now, obviously, and then I have three spare keyboards. Like, I have a desk full of computer parts and things like that, but I have some spare keyboards back there just in case, so that we know we're calling Raid. Unfortunately, though, I need to get a couple of extra mouse, whatever, because I go through this, too. You remember how many times I'd slam my mouse, and everyone's like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, shut up!
Just to give you an idea of how intense our raids can get.
I know. I really want you to like tape a raid some night and we can play clips on the show. It'll be fun.
We totally
don't
should.
Don't tell her when you're going to do it.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I won't.
Well, see, the most awesome thing about Vent is you can flip a little setting that will not allow you to be recorded or open private chats and things like that.
Oh. Ruining my fun.
Well, I mean, I can't have somebody prove the abuse I put them through. That would be just like...
Yeah.
Salacious Pop, what do you think of the whole formations thing?
I am making a sour, lemony hate face at this idea. I don't like it.
Why is that?
At all. There are too many raid mechanics that are like, oh shit, stack. Oh shit, spread. Oh shit, acid on the ground. So if you held a formation... when you transition from phase one to phase two, some mechanic would happen to just screw it up. And it would be nearly impossible to maintain without Blizzard completely changing what they do currently to make boss fights challenging.
The whole thing sounds very Sailor Moon to me. I don't know why. It's like Sailor Formation, you know, it'd just be very strange. So I don't know. I like the ideas in there about tying something in there into like the guild leveling and all that, but I don't know. Formations, it would be a really, really big twist for the game. And again, they would have to really build raid mechanics around it. Because kind of like Salacious Pop is saying, you know, the mechanics today already make you bunch up and spread out and all that stuff. So if you now had to throw formations into the mix, that would just open up this whole... Like, can you imagine, like, you can only damage the boss when you're standing in a V shape or something, you know? Just be crazy.
I think it would really wreck raiding, to be honest with you. Like, I think that in order to make that work, like he was saying, like, you have to completely negate a lot of the other boss mechanics. And so it would basically become a very, you know, wrath-based stand here and pew pew and win.
So I guess our answer to the full formation thing is no, and just tell that fucking mage that they don't need to be using Dragon's Breath. Like, really? Have the priest life grip them back into the group.
one of those times where you really question why people reproduce.
You know, I never really have those times, but yeah, I can see you having them.
Well, so. Folks, that brings us to the end of the email bag.
What?
That's it. We're done. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Hordehouse. Don't forget the word podcast. It's important. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. I don't know who runs the other account, but it's not us. So probably just some dude. So hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. And since we're done with emails and we're done with tweets, we're about done with the show.
Oh.
Where it's time to get out of here. It's almost raiding time for some folks, except for Ferrari, who had to cancel the raid to join us tonight. Yay, Hordehouse, ruiner of guilds. Yay. All right. So anyway, thank you guys so much for being here tonight. Let's go around and get everybody's final thoughts. Salacious Pop, I'll start with you. Thank you for filling in tonight, willing to come in at the last minute. Well, I guess you didn't really end up filling in, but being ready and willing, we really appreciate it. And good luck with everything in the raiding. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Not really.
Man of a few words.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. All right. Ferrari, thank you so much for being on the show tonight and canceling your whole damn raid to come here. But think of it this way. At least you'll get to keep your keyboard another week. So thank you for being here. And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
You know, I thought I'd come up with something really snazzy, but I have nothing, and I'm not really a snazzy type, but like every time I hear you go through this on the podcast, I don't know why, but I think of Bob Barker, and like at the end of everything, he goes like spay and neuter your pets, and I don't know why, just ignore me.
Just spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah, seriously. And
how about spay?
Stop reproducing if you're stupid.
Spay and neuter your mages who like to run to the front.
Oh my God, seriously, and their parents.
All right. Thank you again for coming on the show tonight. And let's see, I guess I'll go next. I better be smart and leave Extra for last. My final thought is I really enjoy coffee, and it got me through this show tonight. Thank you, Coffee. You're great. Extra, do you have a final thought for us tonight?
My final thought is that tomorrow is Friday. And today is Thursday, and we so excited. We so excited. We're gonna have a ball. Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Blah 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 blah.
What?
I just died inside again.
You know what though? I would be willing to throw down $2,000 if I had $2,000 to get Arc Music Factory to make Extrafer a music video. I would.
Oh my God, I could sing about my jeans. I can't wait.
What would you sing about with your jeans? I don't understand.
Be like, Ashley Tisdale was wearing them just like me. Yeah.
Oh my God, you mean you wouldn't do like the whole Kesha thing? You know, shoot rainbows and shit?
No, I would totally shoot rainbows. I'd shoot them out of my dick. They'd be dick bows.
That's the only thing that would have made that better. Yeah.
I'd be peeing rainbows all over the world. Okay. Everybody be like, oh my God, Exto, your pee rainbow, it feels so good all over my body.
So it'd be like rainbow showers.
Yeah. And then I would jack off and cum rainbows all over the place too.
Yeah. That's definitely going to do it for another episode of Horde House, everybody. Thanks for sitting through the whole show. Props to you for not turning it off just then. Thank you guys, everybody. And we hope what?
And then I was just going to say, and then next week, everybody's going to be like, it's been 1 week since we listened to you. And then we have a new Horde House to listen to. Yeah, I don't know. Blah, blah, blah.
Keep your day job.
Yeah, please keep your day job. Thanks again, Salacious Pop. Thanks again, Ferrari. Thanks, I suppose, Extrafer. And thanks to you guys for tuning in and listening to the best little Horde House in Azeroth. If you liked our show, dick jokes and all, please tell people about the show. Help us spread via word of mouth. Spread us like a Death Knight disease or something like that.
Or spread your legs, baby.
Because you were born that way. All right, we're done. We're out of here. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.